thina asiboni amalungiselelo enziwa yi-MDC ukuthi incintise kukhetho lolu oluzayo. Siyazi ukuthi ama-by-election adlulileyo i-MDC ayizange incintise, and ama-reasons akhona awatholakasisi kahle ukuthi kahle kahle inkinga yini. Ungathola ukuthi abantu abekho abafuna ukuncintisa ngaphansi kwe-MDC ngoba bebona ukubana i-MDC the way engakhona i-leadership ekhona engazange ikhethwe ngokuthanda kwabantu, abayiboni bengama ngaphansi kwayo. Njalo futhi ma sikhangele khona manje imeseji esiphuma ku-leadership ye-MDC, i-so-called leadership eyazifakayo eka-Douglas Monzora. Right now sibezwa bekhuluma ngodaba le-delimitation, i-court application yabo abayifakileyo ukuthi ukhetho kufanele lumiswe. Sizilwe isikhulumi sika-Dag sithi noma lungamiswa for 10 years. So ngenkulumo ezinjalo kuyatshengisa ukuthi umhlangano awukalungiselela ukuthi ungancintisa kukhetho oluzayo. I think nje into engekho engqondweni zabo nalezi mali ezibuyayo esizokuthiwa zizokhitshwa yi-government. Siyazi ukuthi uDagi ukhangelela izimali lezi ukuthi azifakele esikhwameni ngoba vele uyazi from the time yama-by-election ethola ama-zero, uyazi ukuthi i-support akanayo. Njalo futhi uyazi ukuthi even abantu abangama bancintise abekho, so yena uzozithathela imali nje asulumlomo.
Manje nxa likhangele njengoba like layafika emthethwani ndaba, libona ungani ibandla elakusasa elebandla limi njani?
Thina esimangakho kakhulu yikuthi i-MDC yi-institution, i-MDC ngumhlangano wabantu owakhiwa ngabantu abasebenzi, ama-student unions bekhangelela ukuthi yiyo engaba yi-hope yabantu ukuthi kube lo tshintsho eZimbabwe. I-problem ye-MDC akusibandla ngokwalo, i-problem ye-MDC yi-leadership. Since ukufa kwaTsvangirai, i-leadership ye-MDC sibone isiya le nale ingalandeli umthetho weconstitution yethu kwaze kwayiwa kubo Supreme Court ukuthi uChamisa akhitshwe esikhundleni sokuba ngupresident ngoba wayengene engangenanga ngendlela yeconstitution. Siyabona uDouglas Monzora laye zama ukwenza okufana lokwenziwa nguChamisa ukuthi angene esikhundleni sobumongameli ngendlela engekho ku-constitution. So njengoba usitsho inkantolo ithe i-lawsuit yethu iqinisekile ukuthi uDouglas akalawo amandla ukuthi asixotshe emhlanganweni. Njalo futhi siqhubekela phambili sisiya enkantolo ukuthi basifezele kahle nge-constitution yethu udaba lwethu lokuthi uDouglas akangenanga ukuba ngupresident ngendlela eyiyo, ukwenzela ukuthi siqale phansi ukwakha ibandla kuma-branch, kuma-ward, kuma-district. So right now thina sibhizi sikhulumisana lezi zalwane zeZimbabwe, ama-members e-MDC. Siyazi ukuthi after okhetho bazobe sebedinga ikhaya labo, futhi kumele bathole ikhaya labo selilungile. Sesililungisile thina sesenze i-Congress ekahle esukela kuma-members, kuma-grassroots, from ama-branch, ama-ward, lama-districts kusiya phambili.